Everybody get up, it's time to slam now. We got a real jam going down. Welcome to the Space Jam. Here's your chance, do your dance at the Space Jam. Alright.
Hello, welcome to day two of our E3 extravaganza. I am Clint Prentice, and I got two hosts. They are Charlie Knupp.
Hello.
And Nicholas Clement.
I'm tired and annoyed.
And we've got two guests on today. We've got Ryan McGinley.
Hi, I guess.
And Evan Tognati.
I am also tired and annoyed.
All right. Let's see, where do we want to get started? Do we want to get started talking about Nintendo, or do we want to start with what happened yesterday at EA and Ubisoft?
Well, we could just go chronologically and start with EA.
Yeah, let's start with EA, because that will probably give us the least frustration.
Yeah.
From Omega to Mars, from the council to the seediest bars, from the reaches of space, to the pillars of a starry grace. There are battle warmatarians lacking in humility. Julians are bragging about the reach and flexibility. The clutter of the city spreads to the lowliest stars. But no matter what scars you bear, whatever uniform you wear, you can fight like a Krogan, run like a leopard, but you'll never be better than Commander Shepard. Oh.
So, you all watched the EA press conference, am I right?
Yes.
Okay, now, roundtable, since we've been doing it, what would you grade EA on a letter scale? Start with Evan.
A B.
Okay, and Ryan?
A B.
Nick?
I'm going to say A- for me.
All right, Charlie?
B.
I give them B+, and the only reason why I don't give them an A is because they had to bring on, you know, three football players that no one cares about and then spend 10 minutes on FIFA.
Yeah.
Besides that, we're good.
But, I mean, I once again, SSX I really liked.
Yeah.
Really huge fan of that franchise. Mass Effect 3 was fantastic.
That was the best way to open the show.
Yeah, exactly, as per usual. The Need for Power. Actually, I'm going to change my mark. I'm going to give it a B+ because Need for Speed the run. Dumb.
Okay, so in a game that's all about racing, we're going to have 1,001 quick time events about running.
Yeah, what the thing is, out of like, okay, cool, you can get out of your car. That could be an interesting aspect, like a GTA-esque thing. But as soon as you get out of your car, like, okay, to exit your car, quick time event. And I'm like, really? Some of this stuff is really dumb, and I really hope they're just doing that just to, like, I guess, quicken the pace, ironically. Just
all of the QTEs in that demo were just pressing the triangle button.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
when he was running really across hard. Rooftops.
Really yeah, hard. I'm really hoping that that's not the case. Like, I really hope you can actually run. Once again, they're just early on in the game. And the thing is, it just surprised me the most because they try to make it a big deal, like, because it's using the Frostbite 2 engine, which is the same as Battlefield 3, oh my god, Battlefield 3.
Yeah.
But anyhow, that's completely different, and it's just, I don't know, it's just weird.
Yeah, definitely. I don't know, yeah, it, well, I mean, Need for Speed. Can we go back to Mass Effect 3 for a minute here?
Absolutely.
Talk about that some more?
Yeah.
I mean, how awesome was that?
Yeah, I mean, we got to... Once again, they showed some of the powers and stuff like that. And once again, we already talked about it with the Kinect and stuff like that. And I mean, we also, the big thing is we also got a, like, a release date, which is March 6th, 2012, which is a bit later than I wanted. I kind of really hoped that it would have been out late January, but...
But this is a great place for it since, you know, holiday season's so flooded with everything. I mean...
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah. Just from, like, and, a marketing standpoint, that's the right game for that. That's the right time for that game.
And just, like, holy hell, like, the destruction and, like, the environments. And also, you were playing with Anderson.
Yeah.
I saw that, and I was just like, what the hell? And all of a sudden, like, you have to, like, call in the Normandy and stuff like that. I was so happy about that.
Which was so
cool. And
then
you get a bit of a little taste of Ashley there.
Yeah. And wasn't that, like, it was so cool that they actually opened with a massive set-piece battle. And it was just, oh, so good.
Yeah.
I want that game so bad.
See, I wonder how that game is going to start off, because, like, the whole game, once again, you're going to start off on Earth, and you're going to be on trial, but as soon as you're like, oh, you're guilty, and all of a sudden it's like, pew, 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 all of a sudden, like, the Reapers come down, you're going to be like, really?
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know how it's going to be like that. Like, is he going to be in prison, and then something's going to happen? Be like, is he going to be, like, convicted?
I think it's going to start, like, on trial for what happened in, you know, Arrival. It'll start with his trial, you know, you'll go... maybe a little bit into that, and it'll just cut short when all of a sudden, you know, the Reapers are destroying the planet, and then he's gotta, like, hijack the Normandy, and then he'll be, like, on the run from the Galactic Empire or whatever, because they're gonna be trying to stop him, and then he's also gotta stop the Reapers at the same time, but then Earth will die.
Yeah. I think that's what they're going to be trying. Really, actually, that sounds like a lot of fun, because, like, you'll have both, like, the major enemy with the Reapers, and also the kind of side enemy was the fact is, like, you're still a wanted man on Earth despite Earth pretty much being destroyed.
Right. And then there's also the Cerberus is going to be against you as well.
Oh, my God.
Which I think was announced that Cerberus was going to be an enemy, like, not the main enemy, but a enemy.
Yeah, they do are sending, like, Cerberus soldiers against you. I think they had, like, pictures of that, though they didn't say they were Cerberus soldiers or whatever, soldiers.
Cerberus.
They were in, like, the GI magazine. Thank you, Cerberus. Yeah, wow. And,
All right, so, yeah, any more comments for Mass Effect and how awesome it was? Can we say that some more?
Legion was there. I was excited
Legion was there, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he was controlling the ship, wasn't he?
Yeah, but only if you survived in Mass Effect 2.
Yeah, right. And I'm also happy that you heard, like, Joker.
Ugh. Yes.
Thank God.
Okay, so they opened with Mass Effect, then they went to Need for Speed, and then right after that they were like, hey, Need for Speed wasn't all that great. Here's another awesome BioWare title, Star Wars The Old Republic. How awesome was that trailer?
Yeah, it was kind of like a bit of a rehash of some of the older stuff, but nevertheless, I'm still really pumped up for that game, even though they haven't pretty much released anything aside from that stuff.
No. But I like the trailer, like, even though it was rehashing, like, all their different trailers, it said something different, because both storylines were converging into the same point in time, mm-hmm. And it was, you know, just,
Yeah.
We will prevail. We will.
Seeing, like, each side. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm never going to be a Sith Lord in that. That's going to be awesome.
For 1,000 years we had peace. For 1,000 years we waited.
Yeah. Yeah, I really like that, and how they just come together in, like, this big epic battle. Yeah. And
how awesome was it whenever there was, like, the one hooded guy, he turns on, he goes, lightsaber on. No, he didn't do that. But he turns on his lightsaber, and then, like, 40 others behind him were just like,
psh! Yeah. No, SFA pretty much, like, every, like, Star Wars fans, like, just dream there. Holy hell. Like, full of these Sith Lords.
It really did wash kind of the bad taste of Kinect Star Wars out of my mouth.
Yeah.
Okay.
Excuse me while I open this bag of chips here.
Star Wars done right.
And only BioWare really knows how.
Yeah. Okay, and I do kind of want to go back into SSX. Have you guys ever played those games?
No, I have not.
Nope.
Yeah. Okay, Evan, you.
SSX fan, actually.
Are you?
Yes, yeah. I am.
See, I really look glad because they're kind of taking that old style from like SSX 3, but adding like the crazy tricks from like Tricky, which I'm really happy about. So
that sold me on that game.
Those tricksters.
And plus, it's just
see what I did there.
I wish you wouldn't have, but yes. Anyhow, no. And I also just like how it's not going to be like on one peak like it was in some of the other games. Like you're going around the world and like experiencing all these different mountains, and it's going to be really, really a lot of fun. Especially because like just amped up graphics, you know. Even though it's going to kind of be a bit like cartoony with, I guess, some of like the whole tricks, and like say when you land an awesome trick, it causes like an avalanche in the mountain and stuff like that. It may be a bit cheesy, but it looks really like a lot of fun to play.
Yeah.
And it's going back to the SSX roots.
Yeah, supremely superior extreme.
I do have to say that like this year, it seems like the games that are coming out aren't like these super serious, hyper realistic games. They really don't take themselves seriously.
Good.
Well, I mean, yes and no. I mean, you could say that, but then again, you have like
Reckoning.
I'm going to say it, Clint. Like you do have like the new Modern Warfare game that's taking itself seriously, and Battlefield 3.
Yeah.
Which,
yeah.
Okay, I want to talk about Battlefield 3 now because
it looks so good.
What a way to end that conference. Just everything about that was beautiful. Holy hell.
Yeah. I'm just worried of like if it's going to look the same on consoles.
Yeah. See, once again, everything they were showing there, yeah, was from PC and stuff like that. And that's why everybody's still worrying. I mean, every time they interview the EA guy, I can't remember his name, and it's bugging me. Anyhow, like they interview
John
him, they're
Rigatello?
Like, yeah, thank you. He's just like kind of ignoring that fact. He's just like, well, you'll see it eventually, like on the PS3 and 360, but we just showed it because this is the one that's like the most along so far, something like that.
Yeah.
And I mean,
well, I know that they're not doing a direct port for the consoles.
No, yeah, it'll be different in some ways because the graphical power can't keep up with like how awesome it's going to look on PC. That's a given.
From the beginning, I said I was going to get it for the PC, so it's not bothering me that badly.
Good luck having a PC that'll run it.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, I mean, I have a gaming PC, but even then, by the time this game comes out, I think my like specs for my PC will be irrelevant to this game, because this one's going to clearly make new specs. Like, Crysis 2 is kind of the way to go, and I think way back when, and I think Battlefield 3 is now going to be the one where like they have to base your like computer.
I like how you said Crysis 2 way back then, and it was all
or
like
Crysis. I meant Crysis. Yeah, sorry, Crysis. Crysis was the one that made like define your gaming. Like if you could play Crysis, and even now people still base it off that, then you have a good gaming computer.
Yeah.
And now I think it's going to be with Battlefield 3.
Now, let's go ahead and quickly go over the low point, at least for me, which was the EA Sports section of the show.
And then some
super
social.
Long. I love soccer.
Yeah.
I love the game of soccer.
When I heard EA Sports was coming out, I think I like stopped watching and went to get it back or something, because I just, you know,
immediately after like
that stuff, and I'm not one of them.
Victory,
but
yeah, I mean,
waiting
with like,
on me.
They're like, oh, FIFA Football Club, and then people are like, so is there going to be a football club for Madden? Like, people were just like being super like, I guess, pissed off and kind
Victory
of a bit ironic. I don't know. It's just FIFA Football Club, really.
Yeah.
It's, I mean, it sure is this awesome thing that they're trying to do with like connecting people online and everything like that. But I don't know. I'm not a fan.
All for the price of free.
Yeah.
I think that was most definitely something to sell to other countries rather than America. That should have been a different convention, not E3.
Well, I mean, no, it's just like, there are, like, I know a lot of people who enjoy FIFA, but I mean, I'm just, once again, I'm not one of them, so I didn't really care.
Mm-hmm.
And same with Madden. I mean, Madden was just
Victory is waiting on me.
God. 42. All right. Yeah.
Did we have to bring that up from yesterday?
Blue 42. Just
red 16.
I was just like,
yeah,
meh. I mean,
see
yeah,
you
aside
in the
from
end zone.
It's gross. But anyhow, and also Sim Social.
Oh, yes, the best game ever. You can play with your friends. Oh, I love it.
That was such a, like, disturbing trailer they had.
It was.
Did you kiss?
Relationships yes. over the Sims.
More? Yeah. Not saying.
I was like, Sim, it's like Sim Social Dating Service. That's what it seems like.
Yeah. Where do you find these guys? Sim Social. And if you can't find one, you can make one.
Yeah, it sounded like one of those, like, eHarmony, like, really crappy things, only with Sims. And I'm just like,
It was more cheesy than eHarmony.
I'm gonna do it. Like, oh yeah, I'm signing up.
But I mean, holy hell, just so dumb.
What about Overstrike?
I love it.
Yeah, Overstrike.
Into it, I'd say.
Yeah, because what someone said is like mixtures of Team Fortress and
The Incredibles.
The Incredibles. Yes, thank you. Which is very accurate. That just looks awesome.
Yeah. And I love Insomniac.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That was one of those games that's not, like, hyper-realistic and takes itself too seriously.
Yeah, I really enjoyed that.
You guys sell breakfast?
We just had, like, all those, like, four little, like, well, the four different classes and, like, the characters, like, with all their different little storylines and stuff like that, which was pretty neat. I enjoyed that.
I like that it's over the top. It's action, like, it's over the top action, but it's not taking itself seriously, and it looked like it had a really fun art style.
A-Team. Mm-hmm. It reminded me of A-Team.
That's it. Yep. A-Team meets The Incredibles.
Yeah. And it was great.
I'm sorry. I'm still stuck on Sim Social. Like, I want to play it so bad.
Wow.
It's gonna be the best game ever!
Will I still be able to lock people in my basement until they starve to death?
Wow. I wonder how many people are gonna get arrested for doing this stuff now because Sim Social just be like, oh, well, you may have actually been doing this in real life. And they're just like, have like this huge, like, To Catch a Predator episode on like NBC or something like that by using Sim Social.
I made my own.
That's weird.
Did you kiss? Alright, another one of the games that was there was Reckoning. Kingdoms of Amler Reckoning, but now they're just like forcing the Reckoning part of the title because it's so hard to say Amler. Because I always want to say Olimer or something different.
I actually don't remember, like, I remember watching it, but I don't remember what was in it.
Awesomeness. RPG amazing. You know,
it looked like more of an action.
Yeah, action RPG. But I mean, Todd McFarlane's doing the artwork, so.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And R.A. Salvatore is building the world.
That game was just entirely off my radar, so when I saw it pop up, I was kind of pleasantly surprised.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm watching some stuff right now. Sorry.
Oh, I want to watch it.
Sorry, no, like Jeff, I'm gonna kind of go on a little thin here. Might cut this anyhow. Jeff Keighley is just like pretty much just attacking Reggie right now. Just asked, like, was bugging the hell out of him with all these questions about the new system.
Oh, okay. Well, if you have any, write any comments that he says, write them down, and we'll discuss that in the later part of the show. All right.
Anyhow, sorry.
Yeah. let's see. Is there anything else EA you guys want to talk about?
Was there anything else at the conference? Yeah.
No.
Nope.
I can't really think of anything else. I mean, overall, I think they had
pretty solid conference.
The best. I'm gonna say I preferred their conference. They had the best conference this year, in my opinion.
Really?
Yeah. Oh yeah. I mean, okay. Sorry. Like I had my disdain for Microsoft and Sony, and we'll get into the Nintendo's later.
Yeah.
But, and I think
Nintendo's beginning trumped EA's overall.
We're gonna talk about that later.
Yeah, I'm not gonna. Yeah, overall, I say overall EA. I mean, they released the games that we like. Although we expected them, they did deliver nevertheless, showing these great games and stuff like that.
Really excited for that one.
Despite their like annual sports games, which everyone expects. I mean, they did release some great stuff. For those major titles that they're trying to push this year.
victory is waiting for me. All right, so that's pretty much it for EA. I guess we'll move into Ubisoft right after this little break. And we're back, and it's time to go over the Ubisoft press conference and what we liked and didn't like. So let's do a roundtable, starting with Nick. What would you grade the Ubisoft conference? Actually, split it in two. What would you grade the Ubisoft conference, and what would you grade Mr. Caffeine?
I give this one a C+, and I give Mr. Caffeine a, I don't know.
And
he
I
needs
don't know.
To have some tea instead. That's what I'm going to say. He needs to have some decaffeinated tea.
Evan, what would you grade it?
I'll give Ubisoft a B-, and I'll say Mr. Caffeine, I will give a thumbs down.
Charlie, what would you grade?
I would give Ubisoft itself a solid C. And Mr. Caffeine just, I don't know. He was good at
just
first, but then he got way too...
He just stuck around. Like, I thought after the first part, they were just gonna take him off the stage, but he was there for the whole.
Right,
I'll just have one of those little hook things, and then just bring out his face, Joel McHale.
Ryan, what would you grade it?
I would give it a C+, and then Mr. Caffeine, I give a punch in the face.
In response,
I'd give the press conference itself. I'd say B-. I can't say C+, because, I mean, they did some things right, like Rayman and...
That's the only thing they did right.
Well, Far Cry looked kind of good.
Nope.
And
I'll go into this later.
It looked kind of good, until it went too far. But, anyway, I would give Mr. Caffeine an A++++, because it gives us a lot to work with for our best of fails later in the week.
Okay.
I love him so much.
Yeah, as Clint, you just mentioned, Rayman Origins. That was a great way to start it off because it was a fun 2D platformer a la like Donkey Kong Country Returns or Kirby's Epic Yarn in the new Mario games.
Wait.
And it just looks super colorful.
But right before that, whenever they were announcing like the game to come onto the stage, the game director comes up and he's like, "Ubi or not to be."
Oh my god.
Yeah. I was busting out laughing because
I'll tell you what, that's some street comedy right there.
Wow, that was
I'd have to agree with that.
Are they French? They're French Canadians, right?
Yeah,
I would assume so.
I give them a break for that because they're a weird culture. They're definitely a different culture.
Yeah, Nick, you're a different culture.
Yep.
All right. So anyway, back to Rayman and how colorful and awesome it looked.
Yeah, and I mean, those guys did legitimately look like they were having fun playing that game. I mean, they didn't look like these gimmicky wooden, like, idiots as the other ones did. Mm-hmm. And it just, once again, it just looked like a really fun, colorful game.
Now, is it going to be retail or XBLA? What's it going to be?
I think it's retail.
Because
yeah,
it didn't
I think...
look retail, you know?
No, it didn't. Yeah. It looked like it would be a downloadable.
And it would look like it would be an amazing downloadable, but I mean...
Yeah.
I mean, if you saw, like, an E3 trailer for Donkey Kong Country Returns...
Yeah.
That's
downloadable.
Well, I mean, that you know, that's Nintendo, though.
Yeah.
Like, I know that sounds really redundant, but, it, like, I don't know, it's kind of, like, held as a higher regard, in a way.
Oh, okay, yeah, I see what you mean. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, I think it's because, yeah, like Evan just said, it's the same thing as Donkey Kong Country Returns or like New Super Mario Bros. Wii and whatnot. So I could see it probably being a retail game.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's going to be retail. I just checked.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
If it goes for $60, I'm going to wait for a price drop, but I definitely want to pick it up.
It's at 60 right now.
Okay, well, then that just doesn't make any sense. Like, it's got to have a lot in it, then.
Didn't they say it had four-player co-op?
Okay, well, that's kind of cool.
Yeah. Four-player co-op platformer.
Like, yeah, exactly.
And then you can punch each other? Oh, man.
Yeah, exactly. Like fun.
Damn. Sounds pretty
decent. However, Driver...
I'm drumming Driver. Up my own applause.
At least Mr. Caffeine is aware that he's unlikable. He knows it.
He just proved it, but he's like, no, I have a wife. See, guys, people love me. And you're like, oh, anyhow.
Just because you have a wife doesn't mean she loves you.
It's a different, yeah, there could be a completely different thing there. But anyhow, the new Driver game.
I mean, yeah, it's in San Francisco. You know,
people seem to be really down on this Driver game. I'm kind of interested.
Yeah. I am too. I was like, that looks fun.
It's also cool because it goes into Marin County, and I live in Marin County, so so that's a plus.
Yeah. Once again, it does have some potential. It's just they really haven't showed enough of it, so
yeah.
We'll probably see some more of that in the future, like at some other conference, or maybe at next year's E3.
Or maybe even, you know, today. Or tomorrow, you know, with all the games and stuff.
Or that.
It could happen.
Right, it is E3, right? Forgot about that.
However, we still have 2 days of shows to go. Okay.
And then their other big release that they were trying to push this week was Far Cry 3.
I'm mature because I'm saying fuck to the player.
Yeah! Okay.
It didn't seem that cool, I'll be honest.
Well, okay, but it was really cool whenever he said, did I ever tell you the definition of insanity? And then he pushes him off the cliff.
And I laughed.
Like, so I thought that was cool. And then at the very end, it calls back to it. Did I ever tell you the definition of insanity?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
That was cool.
I found that was the very idea of irony. For one, he mentions it again. But it's like, he's like, the very definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over. This looks like exactly every other shooter. That's so ironic to me.
Yeah.
Because that is the definition of insanity.
It just looked so derivative. Yeah.
It just looks like the exact same. It looks like Far Cry 1, only with some updated graphics. And I'm like, I could care less.
I definitely agree. I just really like that line.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, the performance that was there was a pretty solid performance. It just went on forever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of going on forever, Ghost Recon went on forever.
Holy.
Yes.
Gosh.
And did you see...
also was not that interesting. I mean, really.
No.
Well, did you see, like, they had trouble loading textures? There was so much reddish-orange. I was just bored. I got a Brink feeling from it.
That definitely, yeah. It was really bad because, what, Future Shoulder... Wow, I keep on saying Shoulder. Soldier.
That'd be more exciting.
It was, what, announced, like, last year, and they had a really cool trailer for it, I remember. It was just, like, some guy turning invisible and just, like, picking off people. And then this one just looks so bland. You're like, okay, let's go into this wooden house, which was just like a wooden box.
Yeah.
And it was just, it didn't look really colorful or anything like that, and it just didn't strike me as being great.
Yeah, it was just a whole bunch of reddish-orange and non-loading textures.
Yep.
You missed Brothers in Arms, what did you think?
Well, that's right. Going back to that.
I actually forgot that game existed. Okay.
Yeah. I thought that, I have to say, that trailer had me laughing my butt off.
Yeah, it gave me Brothers in Arms Furious 4.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Whenever
you mean
Randy
Brothers in Arms
and
Glorious Bastards?
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say. It gave me an Inglorious Bastards feel, and I was like, yes.
Oh, yeah, quite frankly, I was just waiting for, Brad Pitt to just come out. Like,
and, well, I liked Crockett. Like, he was like, don't mess with Texas, and then he put the cattle prod onto the guy's head. Oh, man. That was
it was so stylized and graphic, but I have to admit, it did seem really really interesting because, to be frank, Brothers in Arms, the previous games never really got my attention. They didn't just look great. Mm-hmm. So...
I think what Gearbox is trying to do is reimagine the Brothers in Arms series now with their incredible sense of humor that they got from Borderlands.
Yeah.
Duke Nukem. I mean, like, that's a great thing for them to do, because they're just awesome at that stuff. In my opinion, I think they're awesome at that stuff.
Okay, I have to ask. I didn't quite understand what this was. What was Mania Planet?
Some trap building thing.
Yeah.
I don't know. You couldn't even understand what they were saying.
That was, like, what you're talking about, Clint, is Trackmania. But, like, they had three different games, and I couldn't understand what the point of it was.
Trackmania and Questmania and
like Shootmania or something like that. Yeah.
Maybe it's, like, is it like a building. Like, you build it, and then you play it.
My response is, I could care less.
Is it something, like, online or something?
Probably. I don't know.
Maybe it's just, like, a Little Big Planet 2 kind of game creator.
Yeah. Yeah, that's at least what I'm thinking. I couldn't understand their accent, so it could be, you know, something completely different. I wouldn't know.
Huh.
But, anyway. Tintin the game.
Tintin.
Tintin. Yes.
Spielberg and Peter Jackson coming on stage. Or not on stage, in a video.
Yeah, it's just based off of the movie, which is based off of the French comics. And,
Which is based off of the... No, oh, I thought you were going to go further.
No. No, that's it. it's just some... I don't know. It's a basic movie tie-in.
Yeah. And they're pushing it to be something good. And, I mean, like, if Peter Jackson and Spielberg are actually, like... Hello? Actually involved in the game, I mean, it could... It does have the potential to... excite me a little bit.
Well, yeah, I'm a big fan of Tintin, like the original books, so I was interested in it, but I don't know. We'll see. I'm still skeptical of the movie that's coming out, too, that ties in with, but...
I'm still skeptical of Mr. Caffeine, though.
I think everyone is after that.
I'm not afraid to do penis jokes! Ha!
Yeah.
He came out and he said he's Mr. Caffeine, like I'm supposed to know who Mr. Caffeine is.
I've been the spokesperson for Ubisoft for 25 years. I'm Mr. Caffeine. Yeah, exactly.
Like, you've seen me on these background like Assassin's Creed demo videos. Come on, you guys know me. I'm like, no.
Yeah, you know who I is.
I'd just like to interject how awesome the retro Ghost Recon looked.
Yeah, it didn't look retro at all. Like, yeah. I was sitting there going... It would look worse than this if it came out 25 years ago.
That's what I thought about the Assassin's Creed 1.
Assassin's Creed 1 did not look like... I guess they were going for like a Super Nintendo feel, but it didn't work.
No, because
it looked like an iOS game.
It looked like crap, too.
But, yeah, their final piece was Assassin's Creed.
Of course.
Revelations. And, I mean, I did like the trailer. I felt that looked pretty cool. And, I mean, they have some new weapons, but...
Like, whenever he started shooting fire out of the cannon...
That is called Greek fire. That's actually something that's a true thing.
I just didn't care.
It exists, but, I mean, it doesn't change the fact that it just didn't feel right in a game. Like, I don't know. It's just... I've never really fully played the Assassin's Creeds, and maybe I should...
But, I mean, like, well, that one just, like, whenever he started spewing fire, I just got this reminiscent, oh, this is like the beginning of Brotherhood, whenever he just, you know, started shooting cannons at people. Okay, so we're doing the same thing over again. I get it.
Yeah, maybe that's why I didn't, like, as much as I found, like, the trailer cool, I didn't really appreciate the gameplay that much because I really haven't fully played the other ones.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, was, like, he had this new... Go ahead, Charlie.
I was excited about the bombs. Because you're actually able to throw the bombs, and you're actually able to make the bombs.
Oh, right. They threw the bombs, that was kind of weird.
Yeah.
But, I mean, so, in my opinion, though, it's
like the UI, anyway. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
It seems like it's going to be the same basic game, only with a few upgraded weapons.
Yeah, that seems to be, like, the thing for Assassin's Creed. Like, put it in the game, and then fix it as time goes on.
Yeah, which, you know, it's not really necessarily a bad thing,
but it's also not good either.
Those games still do look really gorgeous, like they look good, but it's just making like a whole four games now out of them.
Five?
Well,
four.
This will be no, because Making like, and sure, making all these games like based around just some basic weapons and just like, I don't know.
Yeah, it's I understand what you're saying, but I
just
mean,
like assassin, exactly, like just four games based off assassinating random people with there is a storyline there, but I mean, I think it's
which
gonna be
is
a bunch
what
of
I'm
bullshit.
Really into.
I think it's gonna be a bunch of bullshit the way they connect it.
Yeah,
like oh, by the way, it was.
It'll be you know Matrix Revelations.
Oh yeah, it. I don't know. It was a big thing, so.
I'm not nearly as down on this demo as it seems like you guys are.
I really liked it.
I don't know. It's just like after a certain point.
I like the idea of them incorporating more set piece moments.
Yeah, I do too. But it's just more of the same. Plus, the fire effects weren't all that great.
I don't feel more of the same with it.
Yeah, okay, like I've never run from ship to ship.
Well, okay, yeah, but in Brotherhood, it was run from like cannon to cannon and then spew cannonballs at people. Now it's run from ship to ship and shoot and spew fire on people. Like it's the same exact thing, only in a different location.
Well, we'll see. I disagree somewhat.
But at the same time, it's totally true.
It's going to be the last installment, and I'm using finger quotations there.
Of SEO.
That's a load of bullshit. But
it's the last I don't think SEO. It will be.
It's not going to be.
I think it will be the last for Ezio, because it's Ezio's. It's the end of Ezio's life. They might refer back to him.
Okay, yeah, no, I agree with that.
50 years old.
They've been implying, like, well, other like journal stuff that it's gonna be the last Assassin's Creed, and no, they clearly said it's the last like Ezio adventure, which clearly means they're gonna have some other. It's pretty much like the next. They'll have like the next series, which will be like a Halo 4.
We've got another trilogy of games.
Well, they do have Assassin's Creed 3 coming out, which is going to be focused on a new assassin. They already know that's coming out because it was a planned trilogy with 1, 2, 3.
And then they'll stretch that one out into 3 games as well.
Yeah.
Right.
But the one thing that I think, above all else, might have, hit me as, okay, this doesn't make a lot of sense. He's now 50 years old, and doesn't really look like Ezio. Like, he doesn't look like Ezio anymore.
No, he
all.
Doesn't. No.
And then, also, on top of that, he has the same exact voice as when he was 20 years old. It makes no sense at all.
And since when do 50-year-olds climb buildings and leap off of 100-story towers to assassinate
people? He's just a badass master assassin.
That'd be the greatest parkour video ever.
whole thing was like, he's a master assassin, so he's not going to be the most nimble he's ever been, but he's still going to be, able to do things that not a normal 50-year-old would do because he's had years and years of training. Plus, he's got that new hook blade, so he can climb up shit without, breaking his back.
Yep.
Right, but you also got to think, how many people lived to be 50 in that time and could be that?
Well, you've also got to think about his... I understand what you're saying, but you also got to think about his... he's been physically active his entire life. And being physically active allows you to live longer.
Anyhow, I really hope, though, that they just have this secret establishment of, like, an assassin, like, retirement home. The greatest reveal ever.
That is the revelation of Assassin's Creed Revelations.
It's actually a retirement home underground or something like that. They've just been hiding, waiting to strike this whole time. They just couldn't get their, like, pain medication or something. I don't know. So dumb.
Final comments on Ubisoft. Does anyone have them?
I'd say it was a conference they had. and some we weren't. So, it was okay. Lose Mr. Caffeine and would have bumped up.
Mr. Caffeine.
Take Mr. Caffeine, put him in a car, and drop that car off a cliff.
Did you see the YouTube video of... I'm just like him doing it for 10 minutes.
I listened to it for all 10 minutes because it was awesome. No, I didn't. I'm kidding. Anyone else?
Nope.
No.
All right. That's Ubisoft. After the break, the second break, We will have our Nintendo conversation. Hooray, everyone! Yay! Woo! Nintendo! See you in 30 seconds.
I'm excited.
My body is ready.
Okay, and we're back. This is the Nintendo segment of the show. I'm kind of cautious about wanting to grade this one before we talk about the beginning of the show.
Yeah.
Because the beginning of the show was super, super awesome. So what do you say we split them? The beginning of the show and the end of the show.
Can we split it into three parts? The orchestra, and then like the actual beginning, and then the second half? I mean, the other half.
Okay. So the orchestra, the 3DS, and then the Wii U.
I'm sighing thinking about that name. But,
all right, so grade, Ryan, go.
Orchestra was A++++. The first half was, I'll give that an A. And then the Wii U, I give that a what the fuck.
I second that motion.
Evan.
Yeah, orchestra A, first half A-, Wii U. Just purely based on the name Wii U, it'll get a C-.
Okay. Nick, was that like your actual score? Did you want to...
No, pretty much that's exactly it. Like, I wrote this stuff. I was like, intro, like, I wrote, like, this is great, like, A+, because I was writing all the stuff I wanted to cover in this. And then, like, the 3DS, I actually give that an A+, though, because I really did like the new games that they're mentioned here, especially Luigi's Mansion 2.
Yes. Oh my God.
Oh, I'm so excited!
And that's pretty much, I just stopped writing at the bottom of the sheet, I have Wii U, just WTF.
Like, okay, Charlie.
Okay, well, the orchestra part, I wasn't really... That wasn't a...
A high point for you because you haven't played Zelda?
It didn't connect with me the way it did with everyone else.
Please because don't I say haven't connect played again.
Zelda. Yeah!
What?
Connect with me. I wasn't moved by it.
Oh, whoa. God, please.
Part of Zelda HD then.
My Vita was ending. Life Vita. That one wasn't good. I understand. Oh well. I had one. I had a good one. Oh well. Go on.
The 3DS part, just because I was so excited about every single game, I would probably give that an A+. Oh, I was so excited. Mm-hmm. And then the Wii U part, I don't know. I mean, I'm very torn on it.
Yeah. That's what seems like a lot of like game journalists and like everyone at the conferences in general with all these new releases, I mean, or with all these announcements for the Wii U. It's just like, what the hell?
I have to say, with just by going off the performance of announcing it, I think they could have announced it better, and we would have been okay with the name. We wouldn't be too happy with it, but we would have been okay if they had shown us what it was before they gave us the name.
It's just... Okay, but I want to just retrack it back.
I don't want to score them anyway.
Oh, okay.
Fine. No, go.
You're good. I'm sure you're pretty pissed. I'm pretty sure you're going to want to grade them.
No, I didn't want to grade them. Whatever. I called in my list of notes, I called the Zelda 25th Orchestra the Orgasmic Orchestra, because of how awesome it was. Like, pretty much everything, whenever they were announcing, like, all of their Zelda stuff, I was just, give me more, like, I want more. Zelda concerts, Zelda CDs, fucking awesome gold controller, 4 swords for free... Zelda Link's Awakening on the eShop, whatever. I mean, it was all good. You know, Iwata takes the stage, massive nerd boner. I wrote that down. like 3DS games. I mean, like Mario Kart, Star Fox, Kid Icarus, Luigi's Mansion, all the stuff coming to the eShop, Pokedex 3D, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
But then, you know, as soon as they were like, and the Wii was all about us, and we'd like to give an acronym to symbolize you. Ugh. Wii U. Ugh.
Well, the way they presented that, too, was, when you look at Wii, you realize the implication. Like, it made any sense, Wii U. It doesn't make any sense.
No, it sounds like, and I tweeted about this just now, it sounds like a Wii U, the Nintendo's finally going to college.
Yeah. That's what I thought, too.
Yeah, the other thing is that I think it's just a bad...
It's just bad.
It's a bad name, but I think it's also bad just from like a marketing standpoint, because calling something the Wii U, you know, one of the great things about Nintendo is that they, you know, they have new names for their consoles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Making everybody, because when you hear Wii U, you think, oh, it's just another Wii.
Yeah, right. I mean, everybody's kind of...
That was the same feeling that I got with the 3DS, you know? Putting it in the family whenever it's radically different than what you already have.
That's what they're going for, because, you know, it's backwards compatible with the Wiimote and the balance board and the peripherals.
They pretty much just should have just called it Wii 1.5.
Can I read off this tweet? Ben Reeves just tweeted, said, maybe Nintendo's next system could be called You, We, and Dupree. Street comedy.
Street comedy.
I just saw that on Twitter. I was like, oh, this is great.
Oh.
It's also just such a forgettable movie, too, that I'm glad
A forgettable movie.
The thing is, they did, once again, as Clint, you were saying, like, Four Swords is going to be completely free.
Yeah.
I mean, Ocarina of Time for the 3DS is coming out next week, which is great.
Yeah.
And then they just had such a strong, Skyward Sword, they showed a bit more, and they just had a live showing of it, which I really like. It looks really colorful and neat looking, albeit the controls look really weird.
Did anybody notice how weird Zelda looked in that? Or, like, different?
No,
Zelda?
I don't think that was Zelda.
It was one of her friends. It was one of Link's friends. It's pretty much the same for every game where that friend... Like, it was pretty much like a Twilight Princess Link scene.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I was thinking along the lines of, what's her name from Lon Lon Ranch?
Malon?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of probably like a relationship like that.
Okay, because it looked like she was supposed to look like Zelda, though, with, like, the blonde hair and then the
pink
dress.
Maybe she turns into Zelda.
Oh, that'd just be like a Wind Waker thing, but anyhow.
What if Zelda was the Skyward Sword? Ooh.
The Skyward Sword is a person, you know that, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that weird?
That's what I was thinking. Like,
well, I mean, it's the same thing, though, with it. I mean, they're kind of doing that, like, implementing new stuff, like Minish Cap was a Game Boy Advance game, and that was where you had a hat that was an actual creature.
Yeah,
that was such a good game too.
Yeah,
if you haven't played that, definitely go play Minish Cap.
And the same thing with Skyward Sword, but also like the weird thing is like in the tech demo, I couldn't really hear because we were recording. But I mean, like the shield, like it looks like it was taking damage, so you might have like shield degradation.
Uh huh.
Well, it was just something like what to do with that level, I guess.
What I really enjoyed though in that Zelda montage, once they got to the Skyward Sword stuff, it was like some new stuff mixed in with some old stuff, and so I was looking for it, and all that stuff, you know, with Link's friend, you know, falling through the clouds and then him jumping in after her. I think that was in the actual reveal trailer. I might be wrong. But I just started getting the implication, like, sure, the art style makes it look kind of kiddie, but at the same time, this could be, like, one of the better Zeldas out there.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it was a really nice, like you're saying, montage. It combined a lot of great stuff. But also, they kind of showed some hints.
What was that?
Feedback.
Evan's echoing.
What?
You're echoing.
That's strange.
You're strange. Yes.
Hello.
Echoing? Still gone. Hello.
Yep.
Still.
Zoop, zoop.
Who's it echoing from?
Evan.
Oh.
I don't understand. I wasn't saying.
My body is ready.
Oh my god.
My name is Reggie. I'm about kicking ass. I'm about taking names. And we're about making games.
And then not talking about our new consoles at all.
Also, his name is the most inappropriate, or his last name is the most inappropriate name ever.
Reggie Fils-Aimé?
Fils-Aimé. It's boy love. It's French.
Bad chicken.
I'll be right back while we work on fixing this.
Wow, wow.
Pigs in space.
We're going to connect with people, with players, and blah, 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 blah. Evan, it's not echoing anymore.
Perfect.
Good?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, good.
We can move with each other. Connect on a better level.
But also, kind of going back on topic, they also, like, showed some of a new Zelda game. Like, when they were announcing, like, during the Wii U.
Oh, yeah, I think that was more of a, like, a tech thing, you know? Like, well, just honestly, showing...
kind of have, the thing is, like, in interviews after that, though, they haven't confirmed nor denied it. So, right. Well, I guess that really means it's a difference, but I mean, yeah. Like, well, it looked like going back to, like, a Twilight Princess, only, like, with updated graphics, like, actually HD graphics, because it did look pretty nice.
Uh-huh.
I saw an annoying fairy, and I am pissed off. I'm done with Navi and Tattle, and, oh, my God.
Hey, if they put that, listen!
Oh. Shut the fuck up.
So I have a question to pose.
Please.
Because I want to know if I'm alone on this. Is anyone here even remotely worried about Skyward Sword?
No.
No?
I'm not.
I can't say that I am. Like, they had a bad demo last year, but I can't say that I could.
It wasn't even the bad demo. It was just the idea of, like, oh, you move the Wiimote to swing its sword. Uh-huh. I'm not sold.
I know what you mean. Like, you're worried about the gameplay and not, like, the actual game, I think, will be good. I'm worried about how the gameplay will translate into it. Like, am I going to be wanting to swing my sword in different directions for the whole time I'm playing it? Like, however long the game is.
Right.
Will that run out of... like, interest for me. It's
yeah,
like,
I mean, that's the thing, because honestly, I'd just rather, you know, push the A button to swing my sword than have to make a violent hand gesture.
Like, if we could use classic controller or GameCube controller, that would be really good.
You guys are lazy.
Okay, yeah, see, I'm polar opposite, because Twilight Princess, I love doing, like, the hand motions, like, the movement and stuff like that.
Yeah, exactly.
And actually,
I had Twilight Princess for GameCube, and I really like that. I think I would prefer it to playing it on Wii.
You should try it on Wii, because whenever you pull back your bow, oh man, you feel like such a badass, because you just like reach back and then you pull, and whenever you let go, the Wiimote, it does that little like it's firing the arrow. It's
yeah,
cool.
And it looks like a lot cooler, since like with the bow and arrow, like you actually hold it like a bow and arrow for the new one, Skyward Sword.
Yeah.
So, but I don't know, that once again, it started off great with Zelda, and even in the new, like, the 3DS stuff, whether it be with the new Mario Kart, which, I don't know, it looked interesting, they just pretty much added some new developments to it, but I mean, it's Mario Kart, those are
both it's just another Mario Kart, it's the same exact thing since the beginning.
Yep.
Okay, well, I'm going to call foul. What's with all the Mario?
Mario.
It's Mario.
It's Mario.
Yeah, when people say Mario, and then I say it, I usually tend to say
he's
Mario
Canadian.
Back there.
I see.
Yeah, it's a fact. We actually have to pronounce it different here. It's a lot. But, and then the Star Fox 3DS, which kind of
why
was
did
cool.
Reggie call Star Fox cute?
It's just a
it has a little fin there.
I didn't even see that. I didn't even pick up on that.
Yeah, he's like, we have these five cute games for the 3DS, and he mentioned Star Fox. I was like, what?
Well,
Star Fox is, oh my god.
Yeah, it was really interesting because it's going back to, like,
everything
all the old school stuff. And then you can, like, record faces and, like, put them as, like, objects in, like, the game and stuff like that. Which, you know, it could be fun, but...
Well, that built-in game they have in the 3DS where you take a picture of your face is crazy. Like, yeah, it's called, Face Raiders?
Uh-huh.
I don't know. It's just, it's like the trippiest thing I've ever seen.
It was.
Yeah, like, there are balloons floating that have your face pasted on them.
You punch holes in the space-time continuum.
Yeah, it was really strange.
And it's also, I find it's kind of... Go ahead, Charlie.
I was about to say, they tell you to shoot the ones that you're angry at, but you can't tell the difference.
And also kind of find it cool, though, like, if you're doing, like, the co-op, like, the actual, like, your face will pop up for, I find that's really neat, because I would get pretty tired of seeing Slippy's face.
Dual barrel roll! I was so excited when that
I'd probably do that actually... anyway, though. It'd just be my face, like, dual barrel roll! Just continually run like other people, and then just get booted out.
Dual barrel roll!
Then you have the one douche acting like Falco.
Dual barrel!
Super Mario 3DS.
Yeah, with the raccoon suit, not the tanuki suit.
But it means raccoon in both languages.
Okay, but the tanuki suit changes you to stone. Like, they're the same thing, but they have different qualities.
Yeah, they look the exact same except for one little minor thing, which is turning them into stone, which is the tanuki suit. Right. The raccoon suit is... Yeah.
Maybe but it is looks, the tanuki suit, we don't know.
It looks
cool. What if it's both?
Well, then it would be the tanuki suit.
Anyhow, we're not going to go into complications. Oh. You can use suit, raccoon suit, debate. It'd be like asking who shot first, Han Solo or Greedo. Which is Han Solo, by the way.
It is. But... Wait, what?
Don't worry about it.
No. Hold on, who shot first?
Han Solo.
It was Han.
It depends on which version you're watching.
Yeah, but in the original version, it's Han Solo.
Okay, well, you know, Greedo's an asshole anyway, so...
Yeah, but if you don't shift the image just slightly to make Han look more like a badass, you killed him first. Deal with it, Han. Anyhow, I don't care. This is about Nintendo right now. I mean, Mario looks cool because you can go from, like... It looks like you can go from, like, a 3D thing to, like, a 2D side-scroller.
That was pretty cool.
In certain instances.
Yeah.
I was upset that there was no Metroid announced.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's up with that? Because I wanted a Metroid for 3DS.
Well, it's because I think they're really focusing also bringing back like Kid Icarus Uprising with
pretty cool.
That looks good with the multiplayer and everything.
Yeah, that was what their huge action game I think was for this year was once again like with all the stuff you could do in, like Uprising. I don't know, like the lock-on system or something like that. That's what it looked like.
Is that on rails or is it?
I don't think so.
I don't think it's on rails. It looked like you were moving him around.
It just looks like they had a lock-on system, because I guess you're flying around, so it'd be pretty weird to, like, control or manipulate, maybe.
Yeah.
Right.
So they have to have that lock-on system. But, I mean, the multiplayer, too, like, it looked pretty neat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
And then, hey, Luigi's Mansion 2.
Oh, oh my god.
That was my highlight. I'm so excited.
Mario!
Oh,
yeah.
Mario?
Once again, it's not on the Wii, which I really wanted Luigi's Mansion because it's obvious. But anyhow, I don't care. It's great. I mean, it's going to be in more than one mansion, which...
Luigi, I get...
That's why my sister and I are expecting this years ago. Like, they could have clearly made that pun, which is a very obvious Nintendo thing to do. And they didn't go for it. Like, that's just a brutal kick in the nuts.
I'm glad they didn't. I'm excited
that it's going to be on a 3DS, so that way I can play it no matter where I am.
That's definitely a selling point for me for the 3DS.
Mario?
Like, before I was like, okay, I want this. Now I'm like, I need to have this.
Yes!
Charlie, are you like a Nintendo PR person now? Because that sounded very much like, now I can play Luigi's Mansion.
No, I've always, since I first played Luigi's Mansion, I've always wanted to play it wherever I went. Yes, that was a little kid thing. I just didn't want to be sitting next to a TV. I wanted to be in my bed playing the game.
Mario.
But now I just, that's just kind of carried over, and I actually get to now.
Mario?
And I'm excited.
Yeah, I think you're just most excited, though, Charlie, for humping desk and 3D. I think you're excited for it.
Mario!
Can we overlay the Tomb Raider audio into that?
Oh, this is gonna hurt. Mario. Oh god.
But yeah, definitely, it does look pretty fun. I mean, and it would work really nice with like the slide with the whatever it's called, the pen thing for the DS. I mean, you know,
yes.
So like you could just like tap on them and maybe like and then tap multiple ones and then like pull back or something like that.
Do the spinny thingy with the vacuum to kill them.
Yeah, exactly. Like it just looks like it actually worked really nicely with those controls.
I'm so overly excited for that game. I saw that. I was like, yes!
Yep, they ended, I have to admit, that part on a high note until...
And that's whenever they crashed and burned.
Yeah, so let's get into what we not like.
And now this. Reggie Fils-Aimé takes the stage.
And crushes your hopes and dreams.
Now, I should be clear. I think... there was some good stuff in the Wii U segment. I think it was good of them to show that montage of third-party stuff.
Yeah.
And I think it's good to clarify that, you know, Ken Levine is even, like, into this system.
Yeah, well, he's into the Move, too. And the Vegeta, so...
Yeah, well, that's a whole different story, but...
That's Sony. I won't go into that. But,
I mean, it was pretty interesting because it was really funny because Dan Reicher, when they were watching like the conference, he said this is the most like third-party respect that Nintendo has got in a long time, like in all the 5 years of the Wii, which is really true.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, no like third-party really wanted to put any game on the Wii, and now it's because maybe of those HD graphics and stuff like that, and they're like, oh, I love the controller. I think that's a load of crap at this point. I mean, I really don't think any of these guys...
I like the idea of the controller, but I just want Nintendo to make a normal controller.
Exactly. I thought we were done with gimmicks.
It is so huge and awkward. And the analog sticks are above the buttons.
It's like an inch thick iPad.
Well, no, that's a thing. Like Phil Kohler said, it's a bit smaller than an iPad. It's pretty much an iPad with analog sticks.
Yeah.
Like, that's what it is, unfortunately. And I mean, like, though, like, a lot of these people are like, saying, no, don't worry, it's pretty comfy the way you can hold it, like, with the grips at the back and stuff like that. I'm just like, but it just looks so clunky and awkward.
I wonder how heavy it is, what it weighs.
I wonder how much a controller will cost.
Yeah.
I wonder how much a console will cost.
Because if you could do, like, video conferencing on that, they might try to market that as not even
they
a
do.
Controller. But
well, I mean, to begin with, they marketed the controller like a completely separate system to begin with.
Yeah, right?
I mean,
like there wasn't even, like, a console to it. It's just...
That was my main complaint, is that they were focusing so hard on the controller and not even mentioning the fact that, you know, it is a console, and that was what really confused me. It was like, okay, so you're calling it Wii U. That just makes me think, okay, it's Wii peripheral, but it's also a different console. It has HD graphics, but it's right in the middle of a console cycle. I couldn't wrap my brain completely around the fact that it was a console because they didn't say, this is a console. They said, this is a controller.
But the biggest thing is, it felt like a Wii 1.5 simply because the console itself, like controller set, it was just like bringing it up to on par with PS3 and 360.
No, exactly.
Right.
They tried to get that one up by having that gimmicky controller.
Also, do we even know what the console looks like?
Yeah. What happens is Phil Kohler and other like sources have posted pictures of it. It's a more like rounded. It looks like a more rounded Wii.
Like, and it looks like it's flat on the bottom, and it's got like rounded sides on the top.
And it looks like people have said it's going to be still using like SD like cards and stuff like that for memory. I think.
That's stupid.
Or amped up. I don't know. It's just.
As long as it comes with a 32 gig SD card, I'm fine.
Well. Thing is that I, back when it was still just like Nintendo HD, there were a bunch of people who were calling it either Wii HD or Wii 2.
Wii NES.
And I got, it was really frustrating to me because I was like, no, it's a new console, it's not. And then they said Wii U. I was like, oh, well, I guess that's what they're going with.
And it just seems like, exactly, it just seems like it's a, they kind of finally clued in, and kind of Reggie even said it, like, oh, we're, like, high definition. But it's just like, as you just said, Clint, they're in the middle of a life cycle for, like, the gaming, for are these systems.
Exactly, what's going to happen whenever Xbox and PlayStation have their next consoles?
Yeah, all it's doing is putting them on par.
There's putting nothing, them on like, par 5 years late.
Yeah, right. And, it, and that's what it, it seems like. Next. And I mean, like, how long after that are they going to have to release a system that's going to actually have to stay on par with the new, like, PS4 and, like, Xbox 720, let's say?
They're basically either going to have to skip a generation or just keep this cycle going.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, the other thing that I think is really going to hurt it is actually the MGP. Because I feel like kind of the I can't believe I'm saying transferring. But the transferring idea behind the NGP is kind of similar to what they're talking about.
Similar but different.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It's not an actual portable console. And it just makes me think, it just makes me think, hey, why can't I just, you know, use my 3DS as a controller? If I'm going to buy a 3DS, why can't I just use that instead?
Right. Yeah. Because it seems like it feels like it would be the exact same.
I think it's only
missing three buttons, I thought. Like, the two of the bumpers, or two of the shoulder buttons, and analog stick. Controller,
like, the freaking Wii pad.
Wii pad.
Oh, yeah. No.
It has 3DS shoulder buttons.
The 3DS only has two different shoulder buttons, and the,
Wii U thing controller only has two.
No, it has four. They said four? It has the ZR, and then the R and L buttons.
Where the hell are those? Because the L and R, if you see the pictures of the controller, you can see those on top, sticking out. Where the hell is the Z button and shit?
They're on that little, like, the back, I think.
Yeah, they're on that little thing that sticks out on that little bar thing.
The back it's touch triggers.
Pad. Yeah, they
look really awkward to try to play a shooter game on it, I'll tell you.
They
that.
Look kind of like the B button on the Wiimote.
Okay.
I can't find these pictures. I want to find them.
It feels weird. Like, it just pretty much, like, I'm looking, it feel like holding my laptop in my hands, like, my screen for my laptop, and it just is just like, why would I do that? I mean.
It's odd, to say the least. Like, I can see there being good applications, like what I said weeks and weeks ago, whenever this was actually announced, like, or leaked, I should say, and then I said something about Zelda inventory screens and map screens, and then during the demo, they had the Zelda inventory screen. I was like, yes, this is the perfect use for it, but what else?
Yeah, the thing is, they're clearly, quite frankly, they're going to release a new controller. They're going to have to. I mean, same with what they did with Wii. Like, they're going to release, like, pretty much along the same lines of, like, what the classic controller was with the Wii, where you just hooked it up in some way. They're going to do that because...
Can you play, like, regular Wii games on the classic controller?
Yeah.
Oh.
Some of them you can, yeah, if they're compatible.
I think it'll be the same way. I think they'll release a more ergonomic controller.
All these people that who owned a Wii right now are going to move over to the Wii... Whatever it's called? Wii U?
Yeah, that's what Reggie said. All 86 million people, we're expecting to move over to the Wii U.
That's a little bullshit, because right now I'm not. I mean, this is the first time where I haven't been wanting, like, a new Nintendo system. I mean, though the Wii was crappy, I really wanted that when they showed that off. I was like, I'm buying it, and I did. And same with the GameCube. And this is the first time where I'm just like, no, just flat out no.
I recognize that it has its faults, but the idea of having HD Zelda and HD is just too much.
But is that enough for $700
it'll be a comparable price point to the Wii, I guarantee you.
See, well, that's the thing, is like, on the same, I'm not excited for it, but at the same time, I can play my old Wii games and stuff like that. I mean, I can just trade in my Wii, keep the Wii remotes and stuff, and just get this new system.
Yeah.
Yep.
But
the Wii games aren't changed at all. Reggie said that. He said they're not going to be, like, improved graphically at all.
Oh, but I mean, it doesn't change the fact, because it'll allow me to buy these new HD games, but at the same time, it's just like, if this is going to be some full price system, when it really feels like half of a system to me, anyway.
Yeah.
Why buy this?
Did you see the tech demo? Well, I know Charlie Nick and Clint did, but Evan, I don't know if you saw the tech demo. It's basically like, oh, here's Uncharted 3's or Uncharted 2's gameplay graphics put onto this video.
With the bird?
Yeah, I see that.
With the bird, yeah.
I hated it. Like, I didn't think it was the best representation of
no, it wasn't, because it was kind of long. It was still like a cartoony Nintendo-esque thing.
No, I just didn't think it looked good.
Oh.
Yeah, it really didn't. The lighting was off. The color seemed weird.
The lighting just didn't.
I think it was more of the color than the lighting. The lighting. The
lighting wasn't good. Like, it was definitely the lighting. I know.
Yeah. I don't know. It seemed. I don't know. It seemed more real life to me than most lighting, but.
And the water just sucked.
The water was so bad.
And so did the fish.
Very good.
It's just like sure, the bird flapping its wings, that was cool, okay, yeah, but then, oh my gosh, everything still felt jagged. It just wasn't the best representation of, hey, this is HD. Like, if you had done, like, whenever they showed that Zelda game, even though that is nowhere going to look, you know, like that. Like, that looked awesome. I would like that.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
But that's like,
tell you what, if they can do what Final Fantasy 13 did in its cutscenes as a console, then I would have bought it. But since they're just going to do like what's, you know, the mainstream thing, you know what I mean? Like if instead of you know, just say like, let's say, I don't know, God of War's graphics or you know, Gears of War graphics, like, what if, you know, they took the next step and then had done like what full motion videos, you know, those always look better than cuts, like, in game. So why not, you know, go with that as your graphical point? Like, that's what you want to reach and be the next step forward instead of a half step forward, as Nick said.
Right.
Yeah.
I want to be excited. Like, I really do. I want to be excited, but just right now.
Yeah, I think it's just overall this E3 for me, like, in two words, is false hope.
In two words to me, it's...
You're fucked.
Yep. Well, I can't even think of the words because it's so bad.
Let's also remember, a big part of E3 is just the show floor and
games.
And there are a lot of awesome games at E3.
That's true. A lot of threequels as well.
I am glad what they did with the 3DS, but Nintendo could have handled that a lot better.
Yeah.
Like, going into the Nintendo press conference, like, halfway through it, I was like, all right, see, this is what the other two of the big three needed to do. Like, Nintendo's pacing was right and everything. And then they said, oh, this is the Wii-ness. I mean, the Wii U. And I was like, oh, God, no. And it just went downhill. It was like, it was so set up so well, and then it just did not work.
I think, Evan, you were the one who said it. Like, if they had said the name after they had released a controller, we would have been...
That was Charlie.
That was me.
Oh, okay. Well, if they had done that, then we would have been a little bit more lenient on our criticism right now. It's just that name alone got us really let down.
If you release the name and don't release anything about the controller, I think you'd have a more successful if you just did a full 180.
Said it's the Wii U and then left the stage.
Yeah.
No, I'm saying as far as the leaks go before the show.
What do you mean?
Because when we went into that, we knew a lot about the controller already.
Right.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So I'm saying if we had known the official name and not the stuff about the controller.
I really hope that they change the name after realizing that everyone hates it.
Yeah.
Of course, you know, everyone hated Wii, but I mean...
Yeah, but I mean...
There's a chance they will, but not very big.
No, because Nintendo's set in their ways. Whenever they want to do something, they just do it.
It's like, crossing
my
fingers. Respect.
Like, please let Nintendo for once have a sense of humor. Just please let them make this a joke right now. Please let, like, Reggie just, like, haha, just kidding, guys. This is our actual system. But, no.
No.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, what went on in that meeting, do you think, when they were trying to name this? They were like, all right, we can't leave this room
until we come up with a new name. You started
5 minutes later.
You'd come up with the name.
Huh, yeah, exactly.
You, all right. And then, you know, maybe somebody, like, just started, I don't know, peeing on somebody else, and then they were like, hey, Wii U, you're weeing on you.
Yeah, that's exactly it. It's like, okay, guys, we have to come up with a name. You. Let's start with you. And then they're like, oh, my God, this is
Wii
it.
Wii U. Oh, man. Now, I would have been, you know, more hopeful for, like, even if they just called it Nintendo, I would have been a lot more.
I wish they would have kept that. If it would have just been called Nintendo, like a lot of people have been speculating, I would have been happy with that. It would have been great.
Yep.
Or if they simple, called it... basic name, and I was just like, I can deal with that.
Because even that would imply kind of like a reboot of their company and of their console franchise.
Which is what
that's exactly it.
Gritty reboots of all of their series. Mario is an actual plumber in New York.
Ew.
So, of the big three, who do you think walked away with the best conference?
This is what I said earlier. I said Nintendo lost the least.
who do you think lost the least is what I was going to say.
All three of them, in my opinion, were a big fuck you. And so, I'm going to have to agree with Ryan. Nintendo's was the least crappy.
Because,
Sony in second, and then Microsoft.
Like, I got to say, though, like, Nintendo, yes, won, because we came away with some excitement for the 3DS. We came away with some excitement for what Zelda has to offer in the rest of the year.
And that awesome Zelda orchestra tour.
Exactly.
And the montage. Yeah. Oh, my God.
We had, you know, in Sony, we had a little bit of excitement towards Vegeta. I mean, I don't know, like, I don't have a lot of excitement for it, but I can see the appeal, and, you know, maybe down the line I'll have a Vegeta, but, I mean, I'm fine with my
Dragon Ball Z. Having a Bioshock game on there, that is going to be a huge, like... Yeah. Game for the NGP. I'm just going to be calling it the NGP because the PS Vita is stupid.
Just go with me and call it Vegeta. It sounds pretty cool. So basically, this is the year of crappy names. Wii U and Vegeta.
Even like Kinect, I remember hearing Kinect, and I was like, no, Project Natal is better.
I actually, you know what, whenever I first heard it, I thought that, and then I started thinking... Connect. They're kinetically connecting with people. It made sense.
Well, sure.
Makes sense, but that doesn't mean it's good.
No, it makes sense. Like, but that's the only name that makes sense out of Kinect, Vita, and Wii U.
It makes more sense than Wii U. Yes.
And it's more creative.
Any sense?
Exactly.
It's more creative than Move.
Yeah, that's for fucking sure.
Yeah, what happened to Move? I don't feel like there have been any games released for Move.
Yeah, we kind of talked about that. I mean, it's just like, it's there and there's support for it, but it's not the support that drives the selling of the system.
Right, it's like nothing can, you can't say, okay, this is a Move-only game, and that's why I want it. It's like, oh, this game can support Move, so maybe I'll try that.
Exactly. Like, I was excited for Heroes on the Move, because it had all my favorite characters of the past generations, and then, you know, that was ruined.
It sucked.
Yeah.
So, anyway, Nintendo sucks the least. I should say. Right? Any other thoughts that we would like to say about Nintendo before we close this episode?
When do you think the Wii will die off now?
It'll go the same as the PS2.
Yeah, I can see that happening. Where, like, with sports games, like, they're still being churned out for the PS2.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Are they really?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, wow.
And Toy Story 3 game was released for a PS2, too.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's...
Yeah, and so, yeah, that's... That's what I think. PS2, it'll last for like 15 years, and still only people will buy, you know, Wii Sports for it, and that's it. I mean, like, after 86 million units sold, like, you have such an install base, you need an actual Okay, hold on. On GameSpot right now, they're doing a demo of the controller. Here, I'm going to post this to you.
Yes, please do.
I'm scared.
He's not a very good spokesperson, though.
Mr. Caffeine?
No.
Oh, damn.
Oh, it's not loading. Load.
Oh, get it. Jesus Christ. Oh. Get anything you want. Right now, trade in two games.
So slow.
Okay, you can see the system in there. It's just like curved sides.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. It looks like a Wii, but with curved. Yeah.
And it still has that Wii sensor bar.
There's like a bar sticking out of the back of that controller to kind
of
like
to hold your.
I think that's where the controls are, I guess, for like the triggers. Hey.
Yeah.
I see.
What is he playing?
Like a ship game. He's firing a cannon using the controller. That's actually that's actually kind of cool. Like, look at what he's doing.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
that's kind of cool.
Right, but it's like, do you want to pay that much just to be able to?
Well, we don't know how
do
much
that.
It is, you know.
Right, but you got to think the controller's going to cost a lot, probably.
Maybe we still don't know. Like, I guarantee you, they're going to make it as economically affordable as the Wii itself. And that will make the people who bought the Wii, you know, think, okay, maybe this could you know, be something. Like, you can't make it more expensive than the Wii. You got to make it right in that price range, or else you'll lose all of your consumers. Because if it's too expensive, then, you know, people aren't going to want it. And since it's right in the middle of a console cycle, and they're doing the same graphics as the Xbox and the PS3, it has to comply with those price points as well.
Yeah, and since it has the backwards compatibility...
See,
here's the Zelda one.
Oh.
Yeah.
But it's not an actual... It's just an experience. It's not the actual thing.
If they said exactly. Experience one more time during that press conference or during Reggie's interview, I was going to punch somebody. Yeah,
it's a tech demo.
It's an experience.
Yeah, they don't have any full games made for it yet.
Yeah,
that's what they were saying. Like, no full games. This E3 was all about the controller. Next E3 is going to be more about the system, the more about the controller, and then all about the games.
Yeah.
Do you think Skyward Sword is going to be like Twilight Princess, and they're going to release it on Wii?
No, because Skyward Sword is coming out at the end of this year, and they're probably not going to release the Wii U until next year holiday.
I'm saying winter 2012 is when they're going to release it.
Yeah.
Try to get the Christmas crowd going in.
Oh, yeah,
I think they're
sure.
Still going to release it for the Wii afterwards.
Look at that fairy.
Oh
fairy.
My god. I can hear the annoying voice now.
Hey, listen.
You know, but, I mean, credit where credit is due. That spider has some pretty good animation
yes,
on it.
Yes, yes,
I mean,
yes,
this is a visually appealing...
Well, keep in mind, it is still it's still, like, the full motion video portion
yeah,
of it.
Yeah, it's not in games.
Right.
So, really.
And, okay, so, look at his hands. Oh. Look at... It's not as big as what was shown with the girly people, holding it.
Right.
It's definitely smaller than what we thought originally.
And it looks like they have some type of, like, nunchuck, like, attachment controller thing at the bottom there.
Right, yeah.
Unless that's a charger.
Maybe. Or maybe it's just, like, attached to it. But if you look at the back... Yeah, okay, so it's got the top triggers, and then it's got the bottom triggers.
Bottom triggers. That's...
Okay. I can see holding that, you know? It's still big, but I can see
I guess there's the
it.
Sensor.
I feel like you have to, like, have... Like a
There's
firm...
a stylus.
Oh, wait, what is he showing?
A stylus.
Stylus.
Oh, okay.
You're going to have to, like, stretch your hand out a lot, I feel like.
Well, I mean,
depending
but,
on how
but,
big your hand is.
Right, but, okay, so I'm holding my Xbox controller now, and it's very, you know, compacted. My hands are close together. If I was to hold the Wii controller, I'm moving my hands out right now, but still keeping the same kind of ergonomical design as my Xbox controller whenever I morph my hands into it. And just the way that it is, like, I can see it, and I can see holding it, and I can see it being comfortable, but I can't see it being as comfortable as the Xbox. I can
definitely
see it
being... Well, because he stretched out, like, his, like, thumb and, like, middle finger, and that went across the whole controller.
Yeah.
I'm kind of worried about those analog sticks being on the top.
Yeah, I really don't like that placement.
Well, where you're holding your hands is right on top of, like, where those bumpers are. That's where you're going to be holding your hands, and that's right where those joysticks are. So look at how he's holding it right now. That's exactly how you'd be holding it I mean, it's big, but it looks like it could work. I'm seeing it in someone's hands.
Yeah, exactly. It doesn't look as big as it did before, hey?
Yeah. And I thought that the buttons were going to look really small, but they look, you know, to be pretty good size.
You know, I see, he's having to lower his hands to touch the D-pad and the buttons. No, he's having
to lower his thumbs. You're thinking of his hands as his thumbs. He's just lowering his thumbs.
Then he puts his thumbs on the top, and his thumbs are completely outstretched. And how are
little kids going to do that?
And how am I going to do that? I have really tiny hands.
Well, you don't, like, really know how big it is until you get it into your hands. Like, just, I can see it. The way he's holding it, like, I don't have the largest hands in the world. But I mean, I've got like normal sized hands, and it looks like he does too. It just, I mean, it looks like it fits.
It doesn't look as bad and short as previously thought, for me anyway.
Exactly. Yeah. So I mean, I really wish, like, this is already, you know, making me a little bit more making my worries
okay
less.
With it.
Yeah.
See, the thing is, they also have, like, the picture thing on top there, like, the camera. And then, like, earlier when they showed the front of it, like, they show the sensor.
Mm-hmm. I seeing it actually there, right there, I feel less worried about, you know, what it could represent. I still don't like the name.
I'm wondering, it's going to be...
Evan, you're echoing again.
Yeah. I was like, in terms of, like, I wonder.
Hold on. I want to hear what you said. Had to say, but I don't like that echo.
Feedback. Echo.
It's Evan
echoing.
Evan.
Not anymore.
Okay.
What was I saying? Like, in terms, I'm wondering if the, like, it looks like it'll be a motion sensor, right? So I'm wondering if that'll be built into the new system instead of having that separate thing.
Well, I think I saw the sensor bar on there. I could be wrong, but I definitely do hope, as well as you, like, that sensor bar is not the
because the sensor bar is a pain in the ass to position properly.
Exactly.
Especially when you have, like, big screen like TVs, like I do and stuff like that, and bitch.
Okay, the game that he's playing right now, he's playing with the pad. I'm just calling it the pad from now, like the Wii pad or whatever.
The U-pad.
Let's just call it the U-pad. All right, so he's playing it with the U-pad, and they're playing it with the Wiimotes. And I like Wiimotes better than Wii Remotes, so that's what I call them.
Oh, it is Wiimote, though.
This is the game where he gets the advantage because he's using that, though, right? Like, he gets the bird's eye view or whatever they called it.
It's like Pac-Man.
Yeah. Yeah, they're... Okay, it makes sense. It's still not the best name in the world, and it still needs a little bit of work. But again, like, this, you know, they still have a year to work on this. They could change the design a little bit. They could change the name.
But the thing is, so far, what seems to be benefiting from this new controller are, like, party games.
Uh-huh.
We know how well that went over with the Wii.
Right. Yeah, that's exactly it. I mean, all they've been showing truly are big... party games. I mean, they did have, like, show that new lineup with, like, all the third party, but I mean, it's sure, like, this would be fun, like, as a party game. Once again, it'd be like Pac-Man with your friends and stuff like that. Uh-huh.
I do have to say, it's shiny and it looks nice in his hands. Like, it looks like a solid product,
and it has like the basic, like, button layout as, like, the Wii.
The controller.
It does have like the home and all the control stuff, like the plus minus crap. Mm-hmm. Stuff.
And it looks like it has look a like he's gonna accidentally. Does it look like he's accidentally gonna hit a button?
No.
Yeah, I know what you mean, Charlie. Like, his joint where his thumb is.
Because, like, okay, well, would you like it better? Like, let me ask that question. If that second joystick up there was pushed down to where the buttons are now, and the buttons pushed up.
Yes. Yeah. Kind of like the 360, how it's offset.
I would. Yeah. It actually, yes. Instead of that, I quite frankly would like the buttons even lower, so like you can hold it, like, because the way I hold my controller, I wouldn't be holding it from the top. I'd like to hold it from like the bottom. Do you know what I'm saying?
Well, you can't hold it from the bottom if you wanted those triggers.
Yeah, that's the very issue. Like, I wish it would maybe put like the triggers right in like the middle. It would seem like a lot better, because then you can just the way I'm trying to picture myself holding it. I'm not going to hold it from the top. I'd prefer to hold it a bit at the bottom.
Right, but again, you know, it's kind of speculative, because we can't get our hands on it ourselves, and I think that's the one problem with Nintendo's Nintendo's recent lineup of stuff is that. You don't know until you actually get your hands on it how it functions.
Well, with everything in general, I mean, like, how many controllers, like, in all these E3s have, like, the conferences and people have been like, well, that's just silly. I'm saying that started with the N64 controller. People were like, what the fuck? Is this made for three-handed people? And then all of a sudden, like, the GameCube came out, which the GameCube's layout was better. It still looked weird. And then all of a sudden it went to Wii, which was just like, Jesus Christ, what is this
thing? It was just an NES controller, really.
So I think after us watching that little bit of a demo, I personally am a little bit less concerned for it. I'm still concerned, you know, about the name and whether or not it will exactly cater to the hardcore, but I'm less concerned about the controller itself.
Yeah.
What about you guys?
Yeah. I'll agree with that.
Ryan?
I understand the design for the controller a little bit more now. I'm still really skeptical about this, maybe because I'm a little bit of a pessimist, but it's just like,
Is that Andy Mack?
I don't know.
It looks like Andy Mack is on is on the Game Trailers interview thing.
Oh, cool. Yeah. So, and Nick, what do you feel about it now?
A bit better, but once again, I'm still really speculative, because quite frankly, I think people are going to complain about, I mean, the Vita now, with the Vita having the HD graphics, and I mean, I think, quite frankly, them trying to, like, boast that the controller could be a system on its own, with a limited range, mind you, but could be a system of its own.
No, Reggie, in one of the interviews, Reggie said that it is not a system of its own. It is a controller for the Wii.
See, that's the thing, like, people are, but, I mean, everyone else is going to assume that it could be a system on its own, because the way they showed it, like, you could just take it off the screen, maybe, like, walk it with you.
Right.
But really, that's not the case.
Right.
And I mean, I think it's
going to you can probably, like, bring it to your bedroom and play it, and that's about it. Yeah.
But even then, the console has to be on.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
So.
But anyway, that's it for our Nintendo show, or our Nintendo EA Ubisoft episode. Tomorrow we're going to be discussing all of the great games that we see over today and tomorrow. And then on Thursday is going to be our final episode of E3, and we're just going to do a big best of episode, you know, best of fails, show floor, whatever we come up with by that date, that's what we'll be showing. And we look forward to discussing more in the future. So I want to thank Charlie, Nick, Evan, and Ryan for coming on today. This was awesome. Charlie and Nick are on all the time, though. So, but Ryan and Evan, thank you guys for coming on. And this was a really good discussion over what we originally thought was a piece of crap, and now I'm just thinking that it's, you know, a piece of technology.
Yep. Sure.
It has a good look at it, by the way, the console.
Okay. I'll
look at that. We got some good Mr. Caffeine talk here.
Yeah, exactly. So, if anything else comes up about this Nintendo Wii, look forward to us talking about it tomorrow. That's what we'll do. And then we'll be discussing the big games that we see, as I already said. So thank you once again, everyone listening, and to you two for coming on the show. And we'll see you guys next time.
Bye.
See you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Wii U. My body is ready for Wii 2. Wii U.